This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Tom Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Tom Chenault, BK Barreco, and my little boy Adrian. We are super pumped up. It is going to be a great show. BK is one of my favorite people in the world. I've known him so long, and I was obsessed with him and Michelle Barnes in the old New Vision days. And I am telling you, I've been chasing him ever since, all the way through New Vision, through VIMA. Everywhere he's been, I've been with him. I've been a fan of his. I've been jealous of him. I've been resentful of him, his big success, everything. But I'm telling you what, he understands the profession. He grew up in it just like you, Adrian. And his dad was a legend at KM, a company that was around before you were even born. So this is going to be like legacy leadership at a level you won't believe. Adrian, how are you, buddy?
I am good, and I'll tell you what, I was telling BK before the show, he was like, I'm not coming, I won't be there, I'm on vacation, I'm in Aruba, and then he said, oh, it's BK, just kidding, I'm finding a way to tune in from my vacation, so that is really saying something today.
Yeah, and I can see the sun going down on my screen, I'm getting darker by the second, so you guys, I might have to move out of the back into the light a little bit, but BK Barreco, how are you, buddy?
Are you really in Aruba?
Yeah.
I am, like, so impressed. Boy, talk about that.
Yeah, an example. I'm in Aruba. And it's gorgeous here. I had no idea this place was so great. It's affordable. The people are nice. It's not a bunch of phony balonies. It's all just nice natives and nice people. And it's just incredible. I'm a happy man. And anybody that can come to Aruba, you need to come. It's far away, but it's worth the ride. So, yeah, you want to get down here. You've ever been here, BK?
I don't think I have been to Aruba.
It's pretty nice.
I don't think Aruba's been on the list, though. But
I know it. Yeah, it's a step down for a man of your stature. It's a big step up for a man of mine. So
I don't know about that. Tom, I'm glad to get a chance to meet your son. Adrian, heard a lot of great things about you. Surprisingly, none of them came from Tom, though, which was a little shocking.
I'm not so proud of him. I like the other two better, but that's okay.
Hey, so when you got six like me, you got to make sure that you don't play too many favorites.
Yeah, no kidding. So, BK, I don't know that I know anybody who has taken a licking and come back ticking harder and better than you. I'll never forget the day when they came and got you and literally shut you down overnight for literally nothing out of the sky blue, and you were taken aback, to say the least. How are you doing?
Well, boy, I was doing better before this whole PTSD is going to kick in on me. So, you know what? The Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And so, you know, sometimes you wonder why God allows, you know, bad things to happen to good people. You completely get why bad things happen to bad people, but when bad things happen to good people, it's sort of a head scratcher. But, you know, it's there to, you know, life is like a test, and it's there to stimulate your creativity, and test your strength. And it was, you know, it was 8 years ago. So I'm past it. I was writing a book and I got about 3/4 of the way done. It was going to be called It's Worth the Fight. And every time I would work on it, I would just get this angst, this feeling that I felt while I was going through all of that. And I, you know, when you go from, you know, being a CEO and owning a company that was doing $220 million a year in sales to zero overnight, and you can't get $20 out of the ATM, it's a bit of a shock. I didn't see it coming, and didn't understand why it was coming. I mean, I had been in business. You mentioned New Vision. I mean, we you know, New Vision was 10 plus years old and did about $1.4 billion in sales. And then Vima was 11 years old and had done over $1 billion in sales. And so we were doing the same thing. And they came in and they labeled us a pyramid scheme and got a temporary restraining order and shut us down without even asking us a question. I mean, they didn't text us, write us, give us a phone call. They just came in and froze all of my personal assets, froze all our bank accounts. And it was a pretty traumatic experience and the amount of work, because in this business, actually in life, your life is really your network. And the relationships you have with people. And so, you know, that takes a hit when the government, and you kind of see it now. I don't want to get into the whole political arena that we're living in now and going to go through in 2024, but you can see that there's a real dark side to the government that I was never aware of. And they will say things and they will do things that, surprise and shock you and aren't always based in truth. And so I made it through, and you know, this is my, you titled this talk, Reinventing Yourself. And sometimes you come to that point where you need to reinvent yourself. You need to kind of tweak your story and modify it and maybe tell it to a new group of people. And that's why I wanted to share a few things with you today.
Well, we're super excited about it. You know, Adrian obviously has just gotten into this space with the Now site and Justin Bellababa and the AI and, you know, the forward moving pieces of network marketing. And, you know, what's really cool is technology is great and people are embracing it, but it's all about relationships and remembering where we were and making doggone sure that we preserve this profession for people like Adrian and your kids and everybody else. And that's what my goal is in life, and having people like you lead the way. You're not old. I'm old. But you're like in the mid-ground, and then we got these young kids. But, you know, it's so obvious to me that the mid-ground, meaning you, and this new wave of network marketer are coming hard and fast, and they've got tools. But I can also see where we got to remember what set us apart from every other profession out there. And it was human interaction. And you've been so good at it. You've maintained relationships and always been so kind to me. How important is that, BK, just to remember that we are a people being in a people business?
Well, you know, I still remember when we would get our downline reports faxed to us. You probably remember that, Tom. And then the technology where you can go online and you're like, wow, it's just online. You don't have to, you know, at the end of the month, you had these fax, you know, printouts coming out.
They were that sick.
That was stacked. And so I love how this industry has been able to embrace technology to make us better at what you just said, which is relationships. And the AI that Adrian is doing, I love that concept, because it's like a filter. You're filtering, you know, in this business, my dad, you know, taught me years ago. He goes, you get paid for results. You don't get paid for effort. And so you want to be able to minimize your effort. You want to be able to maximize your results and to be able to allow something like AI to be able to bring the cream to the top. So you know that the limited amount of time you get to spend in a side hustle like the networking industry, you're spending it with the right people. And that's going to give you the greatest return on the time that you're going to invest in them. But it's like relationships are the key to happiness. You know, it's not just the key to business, but relationships are the key to happiness. And so, and I think that's everybody's end goal, is you just want to be happy. You know, you want to be fulfilled. You want to have a purpose driven life, but you know, you really want to be happy. And so I love how, you know, these young guys can take this AI stuff and utilize it to be able to make us more effective at doing what we do.
That's awesome. And I think there's so much wisdom in that of this. You know, you've got to figure out in anything how to create as much leverage as you can in how you sort of apply your time in the way that's going to be the most effective. And relationships are a huge part of how you do that. Technology can be a big part of how you do that. And it requires that sort of focus and that energy kind of on the right thing, right? Doing the right kind of work to get the outcome that you're looking to create. And so, you know, BK, you having been around the network marketing profession for many years, both as a company founder and in the field as well, you know, what are some of the tried and true things that you see as really the most important ingredients to being successful in network marketing?
Well, I'm still a little stunned that your father would go all the way to Aruba, and that's what he chooses for the background of this podcast.
You guys,
life is marketing, Tommy. Come on, man, you gotta sell the dream. You too could be in Aruba with me. But one of the things that I learned years ago from my dad, I mean, that was, you know, when people ask when I got into network marketing, I'd say when I was 9 years old, my parents got involved in Amway. And they really made their mark in a company called Mattel, which is still that KM product that Tom was referring to. And my dad would say, hey, you need to work with the people that deserve it, not with the people that need it. Because everybody comes in needing something from you, but you need to work with the people that deserve your time and attention. And that is another part of the filtering process. And so I love what you're doing with the AI. I think it's the one thing that we are almost guaranteed that the more we utilize it and the longer the time goes on, the better it's going to get at helping us identify the people that we need to really strengthen the relationships with. But it is all about the relationships, and any tool that we can use, you know, like Jordan Adler, I don't know if you've had him on this program, but he has Send Out Cards, and that, you know, every year I get my card from Jordan. And, that's a tool.
Not every week.
No, I don't, but you know, unless he's qualifying for a bonus, then I'll start getting these.
Yeah.
I'm just joking if Jordan sees this. But it shows you how tools can make us better at what we're able to do. And AI is just, you know, that on steroids.
It is. And it's a really interesting time to be alive, I think, because when the internet first came along, it was, you know, that same sort of thing. Like, you know, it was like, oh, this is a fad, or this is, you know, this is whatever, but it's not for this. And then, you know, obviously, like, none of us could imagine doing our business without the internet anymore today. I think that this is as profound, or maybe even more profound, a shift.
Your dad and I built successful businesses before the internet. If you can actually grasp that.
It's hard to believe.
But that technology is a little freaky to people like your dad and I, because, like, you know, Elon just released his, are you giving me a signal? Yeah,
we got to go to a quick break. So we're going to pick back up. We're going to talk Elon Musk on the other side.
There's something freaky coming back.
All right. Coming back for something freaky. Stick around on the other side of the break. You're with BK Barreco, Adrian Chenault, and Tom Chenault on Legacy Leadership.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We've got BK Barrico, this segment sponsored by Verve, and we are back for the freaky segment of the Legacy Leadership Show.
I just want to point out, Adrian, that look how coachable your dad is. I tell him, I said, hey, you got to work on your background. And he goes, hey, how do you like this? I go, that is selling the dream. And that's what we're a part of here. I mean, I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, starting up 2024, clean sheet of paper. There you go, Tom. You look better. You look more relaxed now than you did before. The sun's going down. It's getting a little romantic mood. You'll be set. But let's talk about something freaky. I don't know if that's a good segue into this Elon Musk thing. But Elon Musk introduces this robot that you can buy.
That is crazy.
I show my kids the post, right? And, you know, the robot's going like this and taking an egg and doing this. And my kids are like all about that. And I'm like, I can imagine waking up and somebody has set it on death mode and I'm staring at this robot in my house. I'm like, that is not coming anywhere near this house.
Yeah.
So sometimes there's a little slower adapters to this kind of technology, but I mean, we're going there. And then I thought to myself, you know what would be cool is if you had that, like, patrolling the outside of your house while you slept. Sort of like this, you know, you got your guardian angels, and then you got Elon Musk's
the sentry
robot sitting there as well.
That's exactly right. Dad, you're on mute still, so you got to come off mute when you're ready. That hits the nail on the head. And look, you know, obviously, Elon's killer robots aside, which, you know, who knows, those freak me out too, and I even know about this stuff. But I had a conversation really early on with another founder who, leads a company. They were, you know, all this new technology had shown up, and they're going, you know, what does this mean? And you had this whole gamut, right? Like, even for technologists, there's this whole gamut from this is really exciting to this is really scary, and I think we really need to slow down, and everything in between that comes with that. And what she said, which I thought was really valuable and I think applicable to us as entrepreneurs, is that like, it is very clear at this point that AI technology is very much here to stay. And so you can either choose to try to ignore it and hope it goes away, even though you know that it won't. Or you can say, I'm going to learn about this and then learn, you know, be a part of applying this in a way that is true to my values, that's true to who I want to be. And that's really the way that we're thinking about it and that I'm thinking about it, is that this, you know, there's absolutely ability for these technologies to be used for ill, if, you know, for bad things. And there's tremendous power for them to be used for good. And so let's be part of the movement to use it for good.
I love it. And you're right. I mean, if you can, and as you train it up and it develops more of your personality or style or attributes, it just allows you that word that you used earlier in our first segment is leverage. I mean, it allows you to leverage your time to get the greatest amount of return, because we want to work with the people that deserve it, not with the people that need it. And this is a great way to filter those people through.
That's exactly right. You got to unmute. There you go.
Man understands it. So here's the deal, BK. Whether it's, you know, now, obviously, you have got a new drink called Verb versus what you had back at Vima and KM, which was Mattel. And talk about that a little bit. You're in a brand new landscape, in a brand new environment, and you're still rocking it, and you're still doing it, and you're staying inside of the lines and showing us all that we need to have a lot more customers to stay inside of the lines, right?
Well, you know, here's the amazing thing about my experience 8 years ago is that the FTC came in, and the first thing they asked is, how many customers do you have at Vima? And we pulled the data for them. And I had, when I had started Vima, Facebook was just starting. And I was enamored with this. You get a free site. You can communicate. There's no sign-up fee. And so when I launched Vima, I launched it with no sign-up fee to become what we called an affiliate or a customer. It's just a click of a button. Which one do you want to do? And you know, probably 80% of the people click, I want to be an affiliate. But almost 90% of the people behaved like customers, meaning they never received a check. They never signed anybody up. They just clicked a button. And the people that actually did the behavior of a distributor or an affiliate was, you know, way skewed low compared to how many customers we actually served. And so, you know, with the Vima brand, I mean, you know, here you invest your life and literally millions of dollars. I mean, we had a sponsorship with the Phoenix Suns. We had a sponsorship with the Arizona Coyotes. We had a sponsorship with the Charlotte Hornets. I mean, literally spent millions of dollars, NASCAR, car races, sponsorships, all this to build up the brand. And the government comes and says, you are a cold-blooded pyramid and you don't even care about your product. And I'm like, wow.
It's so crazy.
That's all you care about, the product, you know? So,
hold on. Sorry, buddy. We got to take. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back on the other side and talk about this reinvention when stuff like that happens. So stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or help. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Tesla is recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the United States. A letter posted to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website on Thursday notes that the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Those affected vehicles include Tesla models S and X, manufactured from model years 2021 through 2023. The U.S. population is climbing.
The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Nearly 90% of the nation's growth occurred in the southern region. Despite this growth, the overall increase remains relatively low in historical terms. I'm John Schaefer.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We're talking to BK Barreco, and we were talking just before the break about the experience that none of us ever want to have in any profession, and certainly not in the network marketing profession. BK had built a billion-dollar-plus company with an incredible brand, with sponsorships, with all of the above, and one day, out of the blue, the FTC swooped in and accused it of being a pyramid scheme and did everything they could to shut it down and to choke the life out of it. And that's an unimaginable scenario, and yet it's happened too many times. And BK, I want you to continue the story, and this is where I think we can really dig into what it truly means to reinvent, because you've done that before and you continue to do that today.
The biggest challenge I had is there was no customer percentage rules in place, nor are there still any in place, that would categorize us as a pyramid scheme. So here it is, they give you no rules and then they go, you got to play by the rules. And I go, but there is no rules. I mean, that's why I didn't worry about how many people signed up as customers, how many people signed up as distributors. I treat everybody like a customer. I mean, you know, my dad used to say to the customer service agents, hey, when that phone ring, that's the cash register. Pick it up because those people pay the bills. And so it was all foreign to me. And if they would have just sent us a letter or asked us a question, you know, we had 100% money back guarantee on our products for a full year. We had an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Do you know how hard it is for a network marketing company to get an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? But that's because if somebody had a bad experience with us, while they were with Vima, we didn't want them to have a bad experience leaving because, you know, the old adage is, a customer with a good experience will tell one person, but a customer with a bad experience will tell 7. Well, now with the internet, it's 7, or in social media, it's 7,000 or 700,000 people. So we've always wanted to make sure that if somebody didn't like our products, if somebody didn't like the company, we're gonna give them their money back. And so, in fact, when we finally got to a hearing, they asked the lead investigator, and this was like Law and Order. I mean, it was like so surreal. I'm sitting in here and looking at this courtroom, and we got there early. And the guy ahead of me that was talking to the judge was in an orange jumpsuit with his feet shackled and his arms shackled to his waist. And I look at my lawyer and I go, hey, see, it could be worse. So, you know, attitude is everything. So when they finally asked the attorney or the lead investigator, how many, you know, this is a cold-blooded pyramid scheme. How many victims did you find in your investigation? And after 14 months, they didn't find one victim because everybody was made happy. Everybody got their money back if they didn't have it. And yes, you know, we had paid out $90 million in bonuses, the year prior that we got shut down. And so that $90 million came out of families' budgets. I mean, it was, you know, I had 220 employees and our average employee, executives excluded, was making $47,000 a year. And so you've got 200 plus people that all of a sudden, and some were husband and wife, you know, earners working at, all of a sudden they didn't, you know, their income was cut off. And so it was easily avoided with a simple phone call or a simple letter if they just came in and asked us a question. But I think they wanted to make a point of us, and I'm not used to that. I mean, you know, when the process server delivered the suit to us, it was a 4,700 page box to my house. And the process server goes, boy, somebody must really hate you. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm so used to everybody loving me. I mean, I was like, oh, this is such a foreign experience for me. But I stay positive. You know, I'm a Christian and I praise God through the whole thing, which was, we had some interesting conversations with God that I was, you know, kind of searching why, you know, this would happen. But, it did get to the point where, we had to reinvent ourselves because Google has a really long memory. And here's the one thing, the FTC, when they do a press release, and we were doing business in 40 countries around the world. Yeah. And we had all of our entities in Vima Holdings in America. And my next door neighbor goes, hey, didn't you bury any gold in the yard? And I go, why would I ever do that? I mean, I never thought I was doing anything wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So they actually got to shut down our worldwide business with one push of a button. And I think it was 4,700 media outlets picked up the press release. And so, you know, you can spend a lifetime building a brand and one push of the send button can destroy that brand. And so we needed to reinvent ourselves. And that's, you know, why I came up with the Body Pro. And it's been challenging, but it's been fun, and I'm happy. I mean, that's the one thing is I'm happy.
So tell Adrian, because he's a father, how old the quads were when this went down.
Well, so this was 8 years ago. So my oldest son is 16, so he would have been 8, and then the twins that were 7, and then Colton would have been 4, and then twins that were 2. So 6 kids. and I'm trying to shelter them from the onslaught. And the funny thing is at school they actually, some of the parents told the other their friends at school, and they actually were asking me questions. Hey, how come my my friend's parents think you're a scammer. Because it when I say it got picked up by 40-something hundred media outlets, I mean, we were on the Today Show. We were on last week with John Oliver. We were on the USA Today. You know, Matt Lauer was telling me that I was a scammer on the Today Show. We were Wall Street Journal. I mean, we were all the local news, obviously, but we were like everywhere. And so it was, and it so could have easily been avoided if they would have just asked me, you know, what they had questions about. But I think they thought they were going to get all this smoking gun when they came in and you guys imagine this. We have like a 52,000 square foot office building and 14 FTC agents came in, armed FTC agents, and 14 U.S. Marshals. Like I'm selling crack. And all they're selling is a little, you know, healthy energy drink for vitamins. I'm like, you guys, you got the wrong address. It's down the crack house is down the road. Yeah. But it was shocking. But you know, it's like it makes for an interesting story to tell.
So what do we all? I mean, reps, and you know, it's my belief in hindsight that they weren't going after you as much as they were going after a real high-profile guy in your business that was really making some noise, and you were actually collateral damage a little bit. And, you know, you're not going to say that, but I will. And it's a sad thing, but any distributor.
It really is a sad thing. I mean, that's like the understatement of the whole day.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, I mean, all of you watching and listening, and I know there's company owners watching here, and I know that there are also high earning distributors and people that are just getting started. The name of the game is don't make income claims and don't make health claims. Stay inside of the lines because these are dangerous people that don't like our profession. And the more that we can self-police, the less we're going to be policed, right, BK?
Yeah, and you know what's funny is they didn't have any issue with their products. I mean, you know, we have, you know, this is the only energy drink out there with two clinical studies behind it. We had other clinical studies on our other products. I mean, our products got the job done. If people didn't like our products, they got their money back. And so that they didn't even bring it up. It was the income claims. And here's the ironic thing is they didn't even find, after 17 months, we finally settled. And people said, well, why'd you settle if you were innocent? And I'm like, because I was out of money. I mean, it was like, the government can print money. I have to raise money. So, it was really funny and noticeable that they didn't find Vima, but they fined me for not controlling my distributors. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, the energy drink was a magnet for college. I mean, we were in colleges all over the country. And if you've ever seen a kid with an iPhone and a YouTube or a Snapchat or any other account, social media out there, it's hard to control anybody. They get excited and they see these kids making money by promoting a healthy energy drink. And here's the funny thing is, nobody was lying. The people were actually making that kind of money, but you're just not allowed to talk about making that kind of money because they call it enticement. You can't show, you know, a fancy watch. You can't show, you know, a fancy. We had kids. We had 20-somethings driving Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis. And so you can't show that because it's enticement. You know, it's hard to control people, but they can control themselves and they can say, hey, you don't need to be making income claims to be able to get where you want to build. Because, yeah, you might be able to build faster if you do income claims, but your goal shouldn't be fast. Your goal should be long. And that's the key takeaway is you want to do this. You want to build something of substance and have it, you know, be here for, you know, look at Jeff or Birdie. I mean, what, 25 years, he's making six figures a month. I don't know if I can say that, but I mean, he's shown that you can build an organization that could last the test of time.
That is
all of you is just take heed because you're building this for the long haul. I'm happy you're making a ton of money. You know, I guess this is, you know, I had a terrible background before because I wasn't trying to entice anybody and they made me flip the camera. So I'm not trying to entice you with this beautiful backdrop. I'm just down here in Aruba, Motel 8, but I'm telling you, I am having the time of my life, and that's what this business does give you the opportunity to be able to do. And I want you to all listen to BK because he's the voice of the past who has embraced the future, doing it the right way, and is leading the band out there among, you know, if you take a look at you and Jeff Olson, it's just pretty doggone.
Hey, he is my hero.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. So did that light improve on my face at all?
You're good.
Now we got flashlights on me. Something's going on.
What exactly is the budget for the production on this? Because I already talked to Adrian. There's no hair and makeup budget at all.
He blew the whole budget on Aruba, BK, where I was promised. There's the production tech.
I do like your wife's glasses, though. And that better be your wife.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. This is awesome. All right, we're gonna take another break here in about 30 seconds. And, you know, BK, just thank you for sharing this story of what you went through, because I do think that it is something that we can all learn from. But it's the past, and I think the thing, you know, Dad, you just hit the nail on the head, and that's what I want to talk about in the final segment, is that the past is the past. What you continue to do is to lean in and to look into the future and to create the future that you want to create.
Let's talk about mindset when we come back. That's the most important thing that people need to get right for 2024.
Amen. That's what we're doing on the other side of the break. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust?
a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
And we're back. Final segment with BK Barreco. It's Adrian Chenault with Tom Chenault coming in live from Aruba right now. And the title of the show is Reinventing Yourself in 2024. And BK, you said just before the break, the most important part of that is mindset. What do you need to do to shift your mindset to truly reinvent yourself?
Well, I got to tell you, man, the only thing you can really count on is change. And that's coming. And what I love about the new year coming up is everybody starts off with a clean sheet of paper, and you can set some goals and you can visualize. You know, we're the only creature on earth that has the power of visualization. And I remember when I was a distributor and I had my goals, I would put them on the mirror where I would shave in the morning. I'd put them on my refrigerator and the visor of my car, you know, because when I'm in traffic. And why is it important to keep that reason why in front of you? It's because not every meeting goes as well as you want it to go. And you can't afford to let yourself get down on this. And so, you know, one of that experience I had 8 years ago, one of the things that it really taught me is how important it is to have a healthy mindset, because we could be talking to people today and 2023 was a horrible year for them. But like you said, Adrian, the past isn't going to actually roll over into the future. We're going to be able to make a new year this time and getting your mindset right. And there's a book that I read called What You Say When You Talk to Yourself by Dr. Shad Helmsetter. And in that book, he says, would you go see a bad movie 10 times? And the analogy he was using is when you do something wrong or when something bad happens, you play it over and over again in your head, and you've got to just erase it. You got to take and, you know, people ask me what's happening on the news, and I go, I don't have a clue what's happening on the news because I never watch the news, because it's not going to affect how I'm going to live my life and how I'm going to be able to succeed in the future. And so I used to listen to Joel Osteen in my XM radio in my car everywhere I went. I mean, I just had to have positive reinforcement coming into my, like, podcasts. You know, Tom, I was talking to Tom about the Eric Worre podcast. I think it's called the Excellence Project.
Yeah.
Great podcast. Ed Milet's got a great podcast. There's a lot of great podcasts out there. And you need to, you know, the average American drives the college time equivalent of 1 to 2 college semesters in their car. And what do they listen to? Sports radio or the regular radio or singing along? That's not going to make you any money. You need to be able to get your mindset right. And one idea in this business can make you a fortune, and you can't care where it comes from. You got to just be open and receptive and keep pouring positivity into your mind, because there is so much negativity that we have to deal with, and you got to have balance. And so your mindset is, make sure the conversations that you're having with, we say things to ourselves that we wouldn't say to people we hate. And so you got to make sure that you're controlling the conversations. And that's the great part about it, is you do get to control the conversations. When you catch yourself telling you, oh, I can't believe you did that. Hey, the two most powerful words in self-development are next time. Next time, I'm going to ask these questions. Next time, I'm going to let them talk a little bit more. Next time, I'm going to find out what their why is. You can always learn and build from experiences that don't turn out great for you. And that's a big thing. So you got to reinvent your attitude. You know, you talk about reinventing your life or reinventing your business. You really need to reinvent your attitude, because the attitude, I said this earlier, attitude's everything. Your attitude and your tonalities and the conversations, we're in the conversation business. The conversations you have with people are either going to be attracting people or they're going to be repelling people. And it's based on your skill set. And the great thing about this business is all of the skills you need to be super successful are learnable skills. It's nothing that any of us is born with. It's not like, you know, playing basketball or playing hockey and you have to have these gifts. No, it's these skills that you can learn and you can practice and you can improve every time. You know, when you take an attorney that gets out of school or a doctor gets out of school, they call their business a practice because they understand that the more they do it, the better they get at it. Yet in network marketing, we don't even apply our failures and turn them into learning experiences. And it's so important to be able to do that. And so your mindset, make sure you got positivity coming in. Make sure you've got a good balance to your life. Make sure you're working with the people that deserve it, not with the people that need it. And here's the funny thing is the people that need it will make the most noise. They will pull on you the longest and loudest. And the people that deserve it will be the quiet ones that just want to go to work and get the job done. And so you got to make sure that you're filtering through that. And if you get down, that's okay. Everybody gets down. I got down. I mean, there was a time in my life where Tom, you'd be talking to me and I would just start crying. And it was like, okay, it's okay to get down, but then you could get back up. And gratitude and depression cannot maintain can't coexist in your mind at the same time. So if you're feeling a little down, start thinking about the things that you can be grateful for. Start thinking about the fact that, hey, you made it through 2023, and a lot of people didn't. And so let's start with that, and let's start with being grateful.
That is so well said. And, you know, however far you get knocked down, it isn't over, right? We're playing a much longer game. And so, Dad, I know we got about a minute left. I want to give you a chance to share some thoughts on that before we wrap up.
No, I just want everybody – what's your website, BK, for your product?
BODEPRO, bodypro.com.
Bodypro.com. We never.
Hey, anybody can spell it with a Y. We spell it with an E. Because the Y wasn't available.
I just can't pronounce it. So my money would be.
Like Bodypro.
Yeah, fancy. You guys, go to that website. Take a look at what he's doing. This guy that was a pioneer, a survivor, an example to all of us. Adrian, get us out of here, and then we'll come right back.
All right, sounds good. Great show this week. BK Barreco, thank you so much. Next week, we've got a legendary network marketer, Robert Rutkowski, on the show.
Oh, I love him.
He's going to be awesome. He's a great guy. So we'll see you next week on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Thanks for listening with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and BK Barreco.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.